the Disrespectful Lady Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Wagwan. Hey! What really, Wagwan, you know? What's up? So, I gotta tell y'all the story about how it is that this whole thing of the Disrespectful Lady came about. And I am by no means a disrespectful person, nor do I like disrespect, or nor do I encourage disrespect or want to promote disrespect. And I guess the name is actually a little oxymoronic for me, because it's not who I am. And at times I've struggled with it as to why this even occurred or how it occurred, but it happened. And if you've been listening to me, you kind of know that I like to go with the water and I like to go with the flow. I don't like to fight life, and just sort of happened. But there was a person in my life very close to me that would consistently let me know that I was disrespectful on a regular basis. It was as though my thoughts were disrespectful, my actions were disrespectful, everything I did was disrespectful. I mean, it felt like who I was, the person deemed disrespectful. And it bothered me because I felt like I was just talking. Like, I just said the things that I needed to say, and I was just expressing myself. So, I mean, like, everything was taken out of context. I was just disrespectful just because I just disagreed with the person. And it really just, and because they were so close to me, it hurt. I just wanted to be able to express myself and not feel shut down, because that word kind of just shut me down, because it was such a, to me, it's such a inappropriate way for us to behave as humans. We don't have to disrespect or belittle each other to get our points across or to express our feelings. Like, yeah, we could be smart and a little sassy or whatnot and sarcastic, but just disrespect is different. So it hurt when the person would be like, yo, you being disrespectful. And then I find myself going into this shell to hide and not voice myself. And I think in the end, it's like they won, because they probably wanted to just shut me up. They wanted me to just shut up. I talk too much. I know too much. I say too much. You understand? And because I do all of that, it was really difficult for me at that time. So I think through maturing and maturation, I realized, I was like, yo, I'm just speaking the truth. It wasn't disrespect. I wasn't blatantly wanting to belittle or disrespect anyone. It was just like, can I just not agree with how you move or how you choose to do things? Can I choose to feel different and express that to you? Like, I think the sky is blue. And can I say that without it being a disrespect to what you see? Because you see it a little more grayish or light greenish, or I don't know what you see. I don't know if you colorblind. My God, I don't know what's wrong with you. maybe something wrong with me, because maybe me seeing blue, it's me. But why did it have to be disrespect? Why did it have to be taken that way? And for a long while it was. So after some time, and like I said, I was growing up, it became a thing. It became like my meme and my, like, wow, you know, I'm the disrespectful lady. I'm the disrespectful lady, because everything that I say is misconstrued into some form of disrespect. Like, can a sister just think the sky is blue without it being a disrespect to you and your life and your existence? And it just became my joke and my meme, and it became me just, everything that I said and did, I was the disrespectful lady. And I signed up and did an Instagram. I was like, yo, let me just do an Instagram and call it the disrespectful lady. And I did. And I think it was therapy for me too at that time. It allowed me an opportunity to just talk what I wanted to say that I couldn't say at home at that time. So please know that this isn't a platform to disrespect or hurt anyone. And it's actually contrary. It's like, if you feel as though my feelings and me expressing myself is disrespectful, then, you know, okay. But by no means are we a platform of disrespect. It's just like, you know, speaking the truth and being honest with myself is being disrespectful. Then, I mean, then, hey, you know, if you poop and it smell and I gotta say it, you know, if your it don't stink, if your it stink, it stink, all right? And if it don't, it don't. But can I say it without it being taken as disrespect? So that is how the disrespectful lady came to be about. And it's been my therapy. It's been my opportunity to just do what I do and talk and express myself. And it taught me a lot. It really did. It taught me a lot. It taught me that if you cannot be corrected without being offended, then you'll really never grow in life. Like, if someone can't correct you and you not take it as a disrespect, how do you expect to become a better version of yourself? At some point, and at almost all the points in our lives, we have to be corrected. When you're a baby and you're just born, and you're in that 2-year stage that you're just rampant and running, and they call it that terrible too, which I hate. It's not a name to label children as, but it's like you're in that 2-year stage, and your parents have to run up behind you and clean your mess and deal with your mold, and they have to correct you and teach you how to behave. And when you're a baby, like, we're corrected in life so that we can become better versions of ourselves. And to be corrected in life is a real humbling experience, and it's important. No one is just born knowing everything. You're not born knowing how to walk. You have to learn how to walk and be corrected. And you're going to lean and fall, and you thank God you got your parents there, or someone that loves and cares about you to pull you back. And it's that teenage years where you're a complete a-hole and you know it all. And your parents have to be patient with you. And you know that they're going to fall into a ditch, and you're trying to pull them so that they don't fall in the ditch. And here they fighting you to not pull them, not realizing that you're trying to save them. It's real. It's the decisions in your 20s to go to school, to work, and sometimes you need shifting, but allowing people to correct you when you make a mistake is a blessing, that someone cares enough that they're willing to do the job, to correct you, and to show you where the error of your way, to show you the mistake that you may have made, to show you where you may have been steering yourself in the wrong direction. I like to consider it as guidance. You know, our parents are supposed to guide us through this world and help us to navigate this world. It's not easy. And they came first for a reason. They were here first, not us. And the reason they were here first is because that's the way it was intended to be. Otherwise, we would have been the ones first, but we weren't. And it's not easy. I wanted to take a moment and say that because you're listening to the Disrespectful Lady Show, and some people really come on here expecting a whole bunch of disrespect and are kind of surprised, like, yo, where's the disrespect? There is no disrespect. It's just real life and being able to share and grow, being able to teach each other, being able to learn from each other, not have to go and get burned. You see the person before you put their hand in this hole and they come out torched. Like, you know it's hot. You know you're going to get burned. You don't need to go and put your hand in there. You could kind of just learn from the sideline. You hear the screams. You see the flames. You see the person before you. Come on. You understand? But kids think they know everything. Humans, we know everything. We're so smart. We can't be corrected. We can't be told what to do. That's wild. We all need to be corrected at some point in time in our lives. We all need to be told what to do as well. And somebody telling you something that you don't like to hear, humble yourself and take that moment to really, you know, reflect and say, you know, this person loves me. Why would they be saying this to me? It's not a defense, you know, it's not a fight. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host, Dr. J. Well, go on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for coming on this journey with me. Thank you for coming on this ride with me. It's awesome. It's awesome. Can't wait to be televised. That's why I gotta get fine. Because me, I want for be on TV. Me want for be seen. You understand? I want to talk. I want my show. I want it all. And God willing, It will. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water, mind your business, suck in your belly. Yo, keep it simple. And breathe. Breathe. All right? Breathe.